a champion in life. Get back to the basics of the word and find out what it takes to develop and train spiritually and go for the gold in faith. Join Kenneth Copeland now for today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's open our Bibles tonight to Mark 11, 22 through 25. Hallelujah. You've been around here very long. You knew that's what I was going to say. Some years ago, a few years ago, the word of the Lord, 2014, came to me. And saying, you've been teaching faith from where you are now. And new people don't have any idea what you're talking about. Now, he said, I want you to go back to the very fundamentals, the ABCs of faith. Amen. Go back to the very fundamentals. Well, I don't mind telling you, I struggled with it because I hadn't gone back to those basic fundamentals. And I didn't realize that I had let so much slip when it comes to the fundamentals. Now, I've repeated this just about everywhere I go. I first heard my grandson Jeremy say it. What are you watching when you watch the World Series? What are you watching when you watch the Super Bowl? You're watching masters of the fundamentals, the basic fundamentals of the game. The great Vince Lombardi, one of the greatest football coaches in the history of the game, the Green Bay Packers had just lost the championship. So they came back ready for spring training. Here's how he began. He said, gentlemen, this is a football. These guys are pros. They went back to the fundamentals of blocking, the fundamentals of passing and receiving, the fundamentals of tackling. These are professionals. They never lost a championship again. And he was the most championship-winning coach of his time. One man that was, forgive me, I don't remember his name right now, but it was in that same article that I read about Vince Lombardi. He got so basic with his basketball team, he taught them how to put on their socks and how to tie their shoes, in order to impress them that they're not as big as they thought they were. And they didn't lose anymore. Now, I really do enjoy comparing what we're talking about and going to be talking about the fundamentals of faith with an Olympian. Because so much of our time in the development of faith depends on our own personal choices, our own determination. What are you going to do with the Word of God? What are you going to do with your faith? Every one of you that's born again has faith. Every single one of you. Those of you that are not born again, you have faith too. It's called fear. Yeah, it's faith in death. Faith in something's ability to hurt you. Just reverse fear. reversed faith. So now, God has dealt unto every born-again child of God the measure of faith. Same measure. Exactly the same. Every one of us got exactly the same portion. And we know it'll work because it's the faith of Jesus. He's the author. Huh? Jesus is the author. Thank you, Lord. Romans 12:3 says, God has dealt unto every man, every human being, every born again human being, the measure of faith. That Olympian had to make a decision. I've got this body here, and my mind. Now, what am I going to do with it? How far am I going to go with this thing? And get all pumped up about it, and then after about 2 weeks of hard workout, and you get a blister on your right little toe. I believe I'm called to do something else here. Well, Brother Copeland, I confessed that 8 times, and didn't anything happen? Yeah, it did. You confessed it 8 times and gave up. That's what happened. So, the decision. Somebody has to make a decision. Then the decision is yours. God can't make it. Nobody else can make your decision for you. You have to make it. I said the decision is yours. The commitment is there. And I tell you what, God will meet you. But you're going to have to do it by faith. You're going to have to just rise up and come up above it. In the name of Jesus. Now then, Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall, listen to this, he will have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You will have them. You will. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now, let's look quickly at Romans chapter 3. And look at the 27th verse. Romans 3:27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. Faith is a spiritual force. It is governed by spiritual law. It is very, very, how can I put this? It's very, very predictable. It's the law of faith. Look in the 8th chapter of Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Spiritual laws work. They work all the time. God, a spirit, created all matter, all material things, natural, physical things. The result of spiritual law physical laws, the laws of physics, they mirror spiritual laws. Why? Why didn't someone fly an airplane in 18, let's go back further than that. Why didn't, let's just talk about a 747. Why didn't somebody fly a 747 in 1718? It would have flown. Yeah. The laws to support it were there. It would have operated perfectly. Nobody understood the law. Did God? Yes. You know what? Oh, dear Lord. Oh, help us, Jesus. Back a number of years ago, they did a survey, and they went around to different college campuses asking students if they thought God understood radar. You cannot imagine how many of them said, well, of course not. We invented radar. No. The principle came from watching a bat. He's blind, but he don't miss. Huh? Does God understand radar? Come on, man. Does God understand faith? Does God understand faith?
Yes.
That was weak.
Yes.
Of course he does. A whole lot more than we do. But this same God is residing right here on the inside of you, and he will teach you, he will train you, he will show you, he will show you things to come, and all that you'll take, he'll dish out, brother. And sister, I'm telling you, you can know more about faith in this week than you ever knew in all your life put together if you'll just open your ears and say, I'm here, God, feed it to me. And I'll do something with it. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now then, let's go back to Mark 11, 22. Let's look at that. The very first fundamental of faith. Believe it. In your heart, in your inner being, then say it
with your mouth.
Okay. All right. Then how'd you know what I said? Believe it. You could say the first law of faith. Believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Faith is a spiritual force. Spiritual forces are the most powerful forces that exist. God is a spirit, hallelujah. Amen. And so are you, and so am I. We're spirit beings. Faith is a spiritual force generated in the reborn or the recreated human spirit and released with words through the mouth, followed and supported by corresponding action. Praise God. We've seen in Mark 11:23. Now, let's go to Romans 10:10. We mentioned that. I want you to put your eyes on it. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let me read it again. For with the heart, the inner man believes unto righteousness, believes unto right standing with God, being right in the eyes of God, right with God. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, do yourself a favor and look up the Greek word sozo that's translated salvation. It means, of course, it means what we call it to mean, which is being born again. But it really, it covers the whole spectrum of being made sound, recreated, healed, delivered. This is the reason why the Greek-speaking person received Jesus as healer at the same time they received him as Savior, because that's the word that they heard. And being English-speaking people, we didn't hear that. So we had to cut it in 2-3 different pieces, when all the time that Greek word just simply covered it all. So through that, there's a lot of religious brainwashing that went on. Now then, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. What you say is your faith speaking. I don't care what you say. It's your faith speaking. It may be faith in something you sure wish you didn't have. Well, if you wish you didn't have, you better shut up saying it. Amen. Now then, let's go back over. This one is is almost startling in the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew. I tell you, when I first saw this, I was kind of stunned because of my, you know, just having thinking like most everybody else thinks. And the 37th verse. For by thy words thou shalt be justified or made right. By thy words shalt thou be condemned. Now that puts a high priority on what's coming out of our mouths. Look at the 36th verse. But I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Most particularly you and me. Idle words. Words that do not proceed from faith. Trash, throwaway words. Particularly based in death. They are dangerous. They are condemning. They will weaken and make your faith so feeble that you just have to fight to hang on to your very physical life. These kind of words breed worry. Worry is a sin. Well, the scripture says right there in the book of Romans, whatever doesn't proceed from faith is sin. And you think about worry is fear-based. Yes. Idle words. Yes. Thrill me to death. I'm just dying to go. Well, Brother Copeland, I didn't mean it. Satan don't care nothing about what you mean or what you don't mean. He'll accuse you of what comes out of your mouth because he knows the Bible. He knows what God said about this. He knows it very well because it dethroned him. He had no tempter, so he's doomed forever. Amen. But thank God we've got a way out. No more idle words. No more idle words. No, no, no. You may be a few days without anything to say. That's good. That's good. Amen. We're in training. You going for the gold? We're in training. If you're picky enough, and you train, you fight the way you train, and you train the way you fight. What are you going to do with the Word of God? What are you going to do with your faith? Nobody else can make your decision for you. You have to make it. And oh, I'll tell you what, God will meet you. But you're going to have to do it by faith. You're going to have to just rise up and come up above it. We're in training. You going for the gold? I said the decision is yours.
Plant. Water. Grow. The seeds of God's Word and His promises planted in your heart grow up and get results. Expect an abundant harvest of everything good God has for you. The Word Works and It's All I Need package combines two powerful resources by Kenneth Copeland. The teaching series, The Word Works and It's All I Need, shows you why God's Word and His promises can bring answers every time you need them. Discover how to prepare the ground of your heart. Learn how to plant the seed of God's Word, water it, and find out what makes it grow. The mini book, The Power of the Tongue by Kenneth Copeland, reinforces the spiritual principle that you have God's creative ability. Words are like seeds that produce a harvest. Speak faith-filled words and activate the blessing. The Word works when it's put to work, and it is all you need. Request your free copy of The Word Works and It's All I Need package by Kenneth Copeland. This package will help you learn the importance of having God's Word in your heart and the power of speaking faith-filled words. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Be sure to contact your regional office for more information.
You know, people all over the world enjoy watching professional sports. They're watching athletes at the highest level. But the reason people are so captivated by it is because they're watching individuals who have mastered the fundamentals of any given sport. Now, you and I may not be able to master pro basketball or baseball, but be encouraged to know that we have what it takes to master walking and living by faith, because we've all been given the same measure of faith, and it's His faith that works. Now, what we need to do is get back to the basics of it, the ABCs of faith. Receive the Word on a basic level and practice it and do it and speak it and practice it, because this is much like a master athlete would. This is how you and I do with the things of God, with the Word of God, and living and walking by faith. And I want you to make the determination today to do and to practice these fundamentals that you're hearing, and practice them over and over and over again. And then don't forget to request this week's free package. It includes this series called The Word Works, and it's all I need. It's a CD series. And along with it, we're going to send you the book called The Power of the Tongue by Kenneth Copeland. And these products are going to help you master what we're talking about, the very fundamentals of faith. If you want these, and I know you do, just go to kcm.org and request your free package today. Hey, listen, this year we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday broadcast, and 40 years strong, and we are still going. Partners, you are a huge part of that. We thank God for you. We bless you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for being an encouragement to this ministry to preach for decades more. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is more.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is made available to you free by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org and request your free copy on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Shipping charges may apply. At kcm.org, you can also access many free word-based resources to help you build your faith. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. April 26th through 27th, Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle welcome you to the 2019 Columbia Victory Campaign in Bogota, Colombia. May 25th through June 4th, join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons for Kenneth Copeland Ministries' first ever Israel tour. June 6th through 8th, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.